call things that gather up in the corners, you know, the ceiling of the room that you haven't cleaned around the ceiling?
Spider webs.
Okay. Call them anything else?
No, just spiders.
Okay. You call them anything else if they're... you call them anything besides the spider web if they're outdoors?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, if you're pulling up a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut up the...
root.
Okay. And have you ever heard of any kind of special roots that were made for medicine or anything like that?
Hmm. You mean from a tree stump?
Well,
I mean
from
a tree or any kind of...
anything.
I can't think of none offhand, but I have heard of roots that you could use.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the kind of tree that you could tap for syrup?
Actually a maple tree. But ain't a maple tree, is it? No. I don't know. For syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. You can tap for syrup. I thought syrup always was made from a cane and you got your corn syrup made out of... What is that made out of? You got your cane, syrup made from cane, and you got your syrup made from a corn, the inside of a corn stalk.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you call it, Dan.
Okay. What all different kinds of trees grow around here?
Well, let me see. You got pecan trees. You got hackberry trees, China trees.
Yeah.
And I think you might find some, I don't know if you got any cedar trees around here or not. Post oak trees.
Oh, yeah.
And you got live oak trees, elm trees.
Yeah. What do you call the kind of tree? It's kind of like a cottonwood tree, only it doesn't have cotton.
I don't know.
It's got like the same kind of leaves like cottonwood, and it's got bark is similar too, you know, it's kind of gray and white and it's always scaly and part of it's always coming off.
Uh-huh.
And it's got these little balls that hang off of it. They're about as big, round as a silver dollar. And they hang off of it and they're green now, but in the fall they turn brown. And maybe turn brown now, okay. And then they fall and drop off.
No.
Make a big mess.
Oh, I don't know what kind of... make a big mess.
Well, the other balls split open when they hit the sidewalk. And so they split apart and
Got
fuzzy stuff inside.
Oh, no, I don't know what kind of tree that is. I thought it said acorn tree, but I don't know if you find too many acorn trees around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a buttonwood tree or a sycamore tree?
I heard of a sycamore tree.
Yeah, okay. What kind of a tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Okay. And have you heard of the kind of... a bush that grows wild, you know, out along fences or along the side of the road, and in the fall the leaves turn bright red, and they turn pretty early, I think, usually. Mm. And it's got clusters of reddish brown berries that are kind of big, and they're kind of, I mean, not the cluster is big, the berries are small. The cluster's about like 8-10 inches long, they're reddish brown. And old people used to use it to tan leather, and some of them made it for using to make their teeth.
Mm-mm, no, I don't know that one.
Have you ever heard of any shumac or sumac or shumac or sumac?
No.
Okay.
Good.
What kind of bushes make your skin break out when you brush against them?
Poison ivy?
Yeah, okay, anything else?
Poison ivy is all I can think of.
Okay.
Of course, if you step in some of them bull nettles, they'll shake you up pretty good.
Boy, they will. That is experience. I know they will.
They'll shake you up real well.
Have you ever stepped in